Woo!
Hey guys, I'm Randy Rainbow, and you're listening to The Dana Cortez Show. Podcast. Love it.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
We get to ask any question we want, ladies. Any question we want, and men promise to answer honestly. It's what guys think here on the Dana Cortez Show with me, Dana Cortez, DJ Automatic, and Anthony A. Every woman listening, I know you want to know the answer to this question.
My question is, why do post everything but their own girl?
Why do guys post everything except their own girlfriend?
Because you ain't my girlfriend, love.
Wait, that's not that simple. That's not that easy.
It could be that simple.
She belongs to the streets.
So you, how long have you been with your man?
5 years.
Oh. Okay, you've been with him 5 years, and the man doesn't post pictures of you guys together?
Never. And he's always saying, oh, it's because I'm not that type of person. But I see him take pictures of things that he thinks are nice, or like his car. Like, he'll post his car, he'll post his friends, he'll post literally anything besides me.
Has he ever posted a woman, though?
No, I mean, I'm the only girlfriend he's had.
Well, it doesn't matter.
Has he ever posted you, though?
He's posted me one time, but he's only said happy birthday.
I just want to know what he means by I'm not that type of person.
Well, because
what kind of person?
You have to be like emotionally vulnerable to like put your girl up and like put some big long thing about I love her, I love everything she does.
You do that for me all the time, Automatic.
I'm a little more emotionally available than a lot of men.
Automatic's a little bit more sensitive about it. So I think it makes sense, too. Not all guys are for that. Like, this is a new age problem. Like, our grandfathers never had to broadcast their love for people like this.
Well,
so
need
he
that.
Might not be that.
I get it. But, you know, it does make you feel better as a woman, like him showing his love. It's kind of like, here, let me give you this analogy, girl. And you tell me if this is accurate, if you agree. You know when you get the flowers to the office and you get to show people, look what I got for Valentine's Day, or look for the just because flowers, look how much my man loves me. It's kind of the same thing on social media. It's like, look how much he thinks about me. Have you talked to him about it?
I always talk to him about it, and he just says, like, stop trying to change me kind of thing, and I'm just like, okay. So I honestly just stopped bothering him about it, and I just stopped taking pictures of us myself because it just kind of made me feel bad that I was the only one, you know, oh, let me take a picture of you. Oh, let's take a picture together. You know, that kind of thing. And I was over here like showing him off, and I always made it known that I was with him.
I think the hardest part about what I just heard is that it makes you feel bad, and he doesn't care that it makes you feel bad.
I got one more question about your boyfriend. What does he do for a living?
He is a sales rep at a phone store.
All right.
All of his friends know we're together, but it's just weird to me that he says he's not that kind of person, but he posts himself, or he'll post, he even posts himself. Like, he'll be like, oh, I don't even like taking pictures.
And you're like, well, why the hell is your selfie up today then if you don't like taking pictures?
But this isn't a thing.
This is not a deal breaker.
This isn't a thing to break up over.
I don't know. It could be. She just said it makes her feel bad. I want her to answer that question. Are you breaking up over social media like this? And men, more importantly, why would a man in a relationship who has social media not post photos of his girlfriend? Automatic, Anthony A, I need answers from you. Men, please call in, because the ladies, we want to know. 833-DANA-SHOW. We will come back with the men's answers next. It's What Guys Think on the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
What guys think here on the Dana Cortez Show with me, Dana Cortez, DJ Automatic, and Anthony A. Here's the question for you men.
I do post everything but their own girl.
Solid question. Why would this man who's been with her for 5 years, not post photos of them on his social media? Never acknowledges he's got a girlfriend, post pictures of himself. And I also asked her, is this something you're willing to break up over? We'll find that out here in just a little bit. First, Automatic Anthony A. Why wouldn't a man post photos of his girlfriend, wifey, whatever?
You guys want the good, honest truth or the bad, honest truth?
I want all the truth.
All right. Bad honest truth first, he's not that committed.
He's just not that into her.
5 years later?
He's just not that into her. It's comfortable. It's easy.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You're not really that serious to him. Now, the good honest truth on the other side is he may not just be that type of man. There's a lot of dudes out there, you know, who aren't the type to broadcast their love. And that was never required to us, you know, a decade ago. So I think if it is impacting her that much, because she sounded pretty emotional for it, then I think it is reason enough to break up with a person over if you don't like their social media aesthetic.
Even about social media. It's the fact that she said it makes me feel bad. She got emotional. And for him not to care about her feelings, I'm just saying that's a bad sign.
Another reason might be is that he's just not proud of her. I mean, it might be
that's
like,
so hurtful. What do you
might
mean?
Might not be her like,
oh, like she's
her,
fat.
Her looks, her weight.
Hey.
I mean, she probably doesn't look like an Instagram model, and he
who does?
I know, but that's what he doesn't post her because his boy's gonna be like, yo, your girl's not even that hot. You know, why are you putting that up there?
Do you men talk to each other like that?
Well, there's pros and cons of dating Instagram models. So, you know, you get in that
who
room.
Who in this room dates an Instagram model? I'm, automatic, you better say no, I'm your wife. But
I'm married to one.
There you go, dude.
Good answer. Oh, yeah, that's a good answer.
But I've tangled with a few, you know what I'm saying? And that's another thing is, like, let's talk a little bit about clout. She only has, like, 200 followers, probably. You know what I'm saying? What does that really matter? You're going to throw the whole relationship away because of his 300 people don't know who you
yes.
are?
Yes.
All of his friends know who you are. He's not hiding you in real life, and that's what matters the most.
So you think he's not that into her. Maybe he's not as committed. Perhaps he's just not that kind of man. So that's the second answer. And Otto, you said maybe he's not proud of the way she looks.
Could be a thing.
Okay, so, you know, before we asked you straight up, is this something you're willing to break up over? Is it worth a breakup?
No, I mean, I wouldn't break up. Nowadays, it's kind of like dumb to break up with someone over social media, but it's just, it makes me feel like, why are you trying to hide me kind of
thing. Is it dumb to break up with
someone? I don't know. I don't know if it's dumb because, like, if it's hurting your feelings and making you feel a certain kind of way.
That's what I said. As soon as she said, it makes me feel bad, and she's expressed those feelings to him, for him not to even care that it does put her in a sad place.
But at the same time, is this the only bad thing he does?
That's what I was thinking, automatic.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Okay.
There you go, girl.
Then you gotta let that go.
So what you do is you take his phone, you break in, and you post a motherfucking picture of y'all, okay? And you write, I do it to Otto all the time, and you write there, and you say, oh my God, I love my girl. She's the best thing I've ever had. She's the best woman. I'm so lucky. And let it marinate overnight. Do it late at night and see what he does the next day. Then call us back, okay?
That's not good advice. Don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that.
And then I'm gonna be like, oh, he broke up with me.
No, he didn't. He's not gonna break up with you. If he breaks up with you over that, he wasn't the right guy to begin with. Although I didn't necessarily like your answers, I believe you were honest, and that's what guys think is all about. Ladies, ask any question you want right now. 833 Dana Show. Men, you answer honestly. And of course, this conversation, we're continuing it via our social media. At Dana Cortez on Instagram, Facebook, Dana Cortez Show. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
It's a Dana Cortez Show with me, Dana Cortez, DJ Automatic, and Anthony A. When we all found out that Megan Thee Stallion was shot, it was pretty much said early on that it was Tory Lanez that pulled the trigger. Well, Megan Thee Stallion has confirmed on her Instagram, yeah, it was.
Yes, this Tory shot me. You shot me. And you got your publicists and your people going to these blogs lying and shit. Stop lying.
I knew from jump that he had shot her. We all knew it. And I knew that, you know, she was trying to protect this man. She was trying to cover it up. And I was not about that. You got to tell when somebody hurts you. You have to tell when somebody hits you or whatever. This was a shooting. She could have died on the scene. And I'm glad that his name is being put out there now. I'm glad that the world knows that it was Tory Lanez.
I don't understand why she waited so long to say this. There's no reason. She's not some street like person. She's not a gang affiliated. She's not snitching on anybody. She's a common everyday person.
Well, no, dog, chill. Because where I'm from, which Megan described, she's from the south side of Houston, Texas, which kind of at points seems similar to where I'm from. You don't really run to the police for help in situations where people are pulling guns out.
And that's why the situations in the barrios and hoods that we live in are the way they are, because we've got these silent codes that don't mean anything. Because you know those streets that you're trying to die for, you don't own them. So I'm going to answer your question.
I think you're talking about gang violence. This is domestic abuse.
It's the same. So there you go. Women keep getting beat up and killed at the hands of their boyfriends like Tory Lanez.
And then also,
because you don't tell on them.
At the same time, I get what Anthony's saying, because you don't always want to run to the cops.
And
because
I get that too, but it's stupid. It's ridiculous. She could have died.
It's not ridiculous. Cops are killing people every day in this country.
I understand that. You're right. And we are fighting to defund the police, and we're fighting for justice, but you certainly can't fight against one another. You guys are justifying not telling on a man who shot her in the foot? Give me a break.
No, I just said, I just want to know why she didn't tell.
Okay, well, you know, she addresses that. She talks about, you know, the rumors that they were at Kylie's house when this happened, and she answers that question.
This did not happen at Kylie's house. This happened damn near back at the house I was staying at. I was just trying to get home. We was 5 minutes away from my spot. The police come. I'm scared. All this shit going on with the police. The police is shooting up for anything. The police was literally killing black people for no mother fucking reason. Soon as the police tell us all get out the motherfucking car, the police is really aggressive. You think I'm about to tell the police that we, us black people, got a gun in the car? You want me to tell the laws that we got a gun in the car so they can shoot all of us up?
Exactly what you said, Automatic. She was fearful of the police. I thought that was such an important thing for her to say. They were aggressive with them immediately.
Wait, that's what I said.
I didn't want... No, you said in the streets and the code, you don't tell on people. I can play it back if you want me to.
No, I said you don't call the cops when people are bringing guns out.
You're right, because we're afraid of the police. And I don't know how to explain that to people without making somebody, you know, think that we're against police, because that's not the case. Unfortunately, when you come from certain areas, you're treated differently by police. And all that we want is to be treated fairly. Megan Thee Stallion needed help, and she didn't even trust enough in the law to get that help at that time. I am glad, though, that she's speaking out now. I think, you know, one thing that a lot of people are saying is, well, she attacked Tory. She punched Tory. She hit Tory. She clarifies that when we come back. It's a Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Megan Thee Stallion confirmed on her Instagram that Tory Lanez is the person that shot her.
Yes, this Tory shot me. You shot me.
But was he defending himself? Did she hit him? She's addressing that right now. It's a Dana Cortez Show with me, Dana Cortez, DJ Automatic, and Anthony A. Here's the audio of Megan explaining why she's speaking on this now.
I tried to keep the situation off the internet, but you dragging it. Motherfucker talking about I hit this. I never hit you. Motherfucker was like, oh, she mad because he's trying to fuck Kylie. No, I wasn't. You dry shot me. Everybody in the car. It's only four motherfuckers in the car. Me, you, my homegirl, and your security. Everybody in the car arguing. I'm in the front seat. This in the back seat. I get out the car. I'm done arguing. I don't want to argue no more. I get out. I'm walking away. From out the backseat of the car, start shooting me. You shot me. I ain't get cut by no glass.
Megan's fresh off of two number one songs with Savage and WAP. She's on top of the world. Tory Lanez is probably going to end up in prison. Either way, he's going to get deported. He's not going to be allowed back into the U.S. Even if Megan Thee Stallion doesn't cooperate with the DA and she doesn't go in, they're going to use this as evidence. And she knows it. At this point, she knows because she's just tired of him lying on her.
Who are the blogs reporting that he's even said anything?
I haven't seen anything about him saying anything either. And we know his management. I haven't seen anybody talk about it at all.
They said that he's saying anything. All the things about her hitting him and all the things about Kylie, those are the rumors that are being leaked to blogs from his camp. Not that he's saying it, but someone supposedly, an insider, is saying, oh, it's because she hit him. He's defending himself. So they're trying to make it look like she's the bad person. That's why she's speaking out finally. She's like, I tried to save you. But that is so like a woman wanting to always, always defend her man. No matter what. And we
so you think they were together
that.
Together?
Oh, yeah, for sure. They were dating. Oh, yeah,
so he
for
just
sure.
shot her, you think, out of just drunk jealousy?
I think so, yeah. I think that, you know, things happen. People get upset. They were definitely partying that night. We saw the video. But more importantly, this happens to women every single day. And we cover up for these men. I've done it before. I've spoken openly about my past relationships. And it's dangerous because it can end up worse than this. You can end up not only in the hospital with stitches, 6 feet under. So let's be serious about this and let's praise Megan for telling. Let's praise her for putting this out there so that other people who are going through this exact situation may find the strength to do the same. If you or someone you know is in an abusive relationship, please call 1-800-799-SAFE. That's 1-800-799-7233. We're going to post this number up via social media on my Instagram story. Go to @DanaCortez. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Ladies, I have some great advice for you. 129 ways to get a husband. Of course, it's from an article that I read from 1958, but whatever, whatever. Girl talk time here on a Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
I wanted to conduct a little experiment. So every lady and every man listening, how important is it really for you to get married? Well, in 1958, apparently it was important enough that this woman decided to give advice to all ladies across America. 129 ways to get yourself a husband. For instance, one of those suggestions is volunteer for jury duty. Anthony A., since you're the single guy here, we're playing a little game. Would this catch you and make you put a ring on it? You were jury duty. You meet a single woman. Are you marrying her?
Am I the one being judged, or am I on the jury duty? That's like with my family.
Does she find you not guilty?
Exactly. It depends. You know what I'm saying? Am I in the orange?
Is she the prosecutor or the defense?
Okay, so that's one of the suggestions. So rank this one here, Anthony. Is it going to make you want to marry her if she has a job demonstrating fishing tackle in a sporting goods store? What you think? She can put a worm on a hook. She knows what's up to go fishing.
She's more of a man than Anthony already.
Exactly. I don't know where we would meet, but hell yeah, dude. I'm for it. Yeah, dude.
Okay, so you're down with that? You're down with that? Okay, here's another one. This woman advises women to be friendly to ugly men because handsome is as handsome does. Do you consider yourself very handsome, or are you more on the ugly side?
I'm like a solid 7.
Right?
Depending on especially...
You just called yourself a C.
Yeah, dude. About like 7, and if I have an opportunity to crack some jokes, I might get up to an 8.5.
Hey!
Hello.
Okay, here's another piece of advice that women were given in 1958 to land a husband. Don't whine. Girls who whine stay on a vine. Is this accurate in today's world, Anthony A.?
I'm a fan of seedless grapes, so I'm going to say yes. That's good. That's good advice. You never want to meet a negative Nancy right away, and all she's doing is complaining. Yes, dude, if you whine, you stay on a vine. I like that one.
I don't know. I whine a lot, and I've been married 3 times, so I'm not sure that's the best advice. All right, phone lines are open. Ladies, in all seriousness, I know you're successful. It's a new day and age. More women today are in college than men for the first time in history. Is marriage still on the top of your list of things you want to do? 833-DANA-SHOW. We'll be right back. It's Girl Talk here on the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
If you just turned your radio on, we're playing a game here inside the Dana Cortez Show. 129 ways to get a husband. Of course, this was advice given back in 1958. Does it still stand today? Let's find out. Okay, Anthony A., since you're the single guy here, I'll give you the advice and you decide if it's good advice or bad advice. Are you ready?
Bet.
Should a woman make and sell toupees because bald men are easy catches? Funny that I'm reading that to you. But.
That's funny, dude. That is when men decide to commit to monogamy is usually when their hairline starts pushing back. So I agree with this. That is good advice right there.
Sell toupees.
I don't know about peddling the toupees, but identifying that men are their egos fragile when it comes to the hairline, that's a good start right there.
If she got a little money to put down
exactly.
for the hairline fix, go to the plastic surgeon and get it done right. Hey. That's wifey material right there. Okay, what do you think about this other piece of advice that was given in 1958 for women to catch a husband? Rent a billboard and post your picture and telephone number on it.
Oh,
you catching a husband like that.
That's Instagram.
I was going to say, that's literally social media.
Yeah, that's what that is. So.
Okay.
So it works.
Look, I've got one of my single friends on hold right now. We're going to talk to her more about this. But here's another piece of advice, Anthony A., okay, that was given to women to catch themselves a husband back in 1958. What do you think about if your mother is fat? Tell him you take after your father. If your father's fat, too, tell him you're adopted.
Oh,
I don't even know where to go with that one.
Nobody likes a liar, and nobody likes a diabetic liar. So own up to your truth. If it is who you are, then be that. It's cool.
Okay, let's go to my good friend Casey. She's on the line. You've been holding for a while. I know you've been listening. Is marriage something that you think about and something you strive for as a modern day woman?
Me specifically, just getting out of a relationship, I don't even think about it. My main focus is on work.
But when you were in the relationship, did you think, I wonder what it would be like to be married to this person?
Yeah, I did.
Is it something do you want to get married someday? Is it something you want to do for yourself or for your future?
Yeah, I do want to get married. I do want to have kids. Just not sure when yet.
And obviously not with her last relationship.
Well, obviously, we know that. We just heard. So one of the things that this article advised women to do back in 1958 is to be nice to everybody. They may have an eligible brother or son.
That is true.
Okay, it's true. Okay, here's something else. On a plane, train, or bus, don't sit next to a woman. Sit next to a man.
Okay, I feel like I do always do that.
So far, 1958 is him. Last thing I'm going to give you from this is go back to your hometown for a visit. The wild kid next door may have become a very eligible bachelor while you were away. Are you down for that?
Sorry, but no.
Thank you for playing the game, honestly, because I know it was like kind of strange, but I just wondered how important it is for today's woman, because you're successful, you're an executive, how important it is for you to get married. And it's important. It's something you want to do.
Yeah, absolutely. I definitely want to get married. I just don't know when, and I don't know if I'm going to find the right guy.
You're going to find the right guy, I promise. It's going to happen. It's not your time yet.
Damn, bro. If I was her, I would never answer your guys' phone call again. What the hell, dog?
She's like, I just got out of a relationship.
I didn't call her. Dana called her.
Like 2 weeks ago. I just got out of a relationship.
I'm sorry.
Jesus.
I know. She's like, let me stick this knife in and turn it a couple more times.
This is the worst thing married people do, is they sit around and think like single people want to talk about this shit all day.
Well, that proves the point that times have changed. It's not the number one priority in today's single person's life to get married. It used to be. Not saying you don't want to get married. She says she does. But career and happiness above marriage.
Hell yeah. Shout out birth control. That's a big thing now.
Woo! We are sharing 129 ways to get a husband. But remember, it's from back in 1958. On our social media, go to Facebook, Dana Cortez Show. Instagram, at Dana Cortez. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
A young woman who was declared dead after paramedics spent 30 minutes giving her CPR actually started breathing again at a Detroit funeral home. WTF story here on the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony 8.
You have to admit, this incident is eerie. It all went down on a Sunday. Paramedics found a 20-year-old woman unresponsive inside a home. So the fire department says first responders tried to revive her. Half an hour later, she was pronounced dead. The fire chief then says that Oakland County Medical Examiner's Office concurred the woman had passed away, the body was released to her family, and ended up at the James H. Cole Funeral Home, where things took a strange turn. Hours later, funeral home staffers made the discovery that the woman was alive and breathing.
First thing she asked for is her phone.
She probably did.
Dude, if I was dead and somebody was like, go through his phone, I'd be like, hold up, wait, not ready yet.
Okay, the woman was then taken to a hospital, but her current condition remains unclear. What do you mean it's unclear? She's alive. The woman is alive. She was dead, now she's alive.
What if they were trying to embalm her?
I just know that funeral homes are already creepy. I used to have a friend whose parents lived at the funeral home, and I remember she invited me over to her house one day after school. I said, no. I said, not happening. I didn't, and I'm not really that kind of person who's easily scared, but I just can't imagine going to sleep and waking up every single day inside a funeral home. Ugh, it just gives me the creeps.
Consider yourself lucky. Most people don't wake up at a funeral home.
You're right. All right, that's your WTF story. Be right back with more of the Dana Cortez Show next.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I love One Confession, but maybe you don't know what One Confession here inside the Dana Cortez Show is. It's when you tap in on the phone lines, okay? You confess anything you want. You get 1 minute with absolutely no judgment, and you will remain anonymous. Here's one of my favorite One Confessions of all time. Automatic. Anthony A., do you remember this?
I miss work a lot because of school functions, doctor's appointments, and after-school activities.
Well, that's not a big deal, though, right, guys? I mean, kids come first. Sometimes I have to leave my job, too.
That's true, which is why I get away with it.
Okay.
I don't have kids.
Oh. What? Hold on. Wait a minute. You don't have kids. How does no one know this?
I keep pictures of my niece and nephew at my desk and tell people they're my kids.
Oh, kind of smooth, right there, though.
It worked.
Telling the people at work you have kids to get out of work genius.
As a person with no kids, I admire her. All right, because one of the most frustrating things as a person who works with people who have kids is that you guys are able to say, oh, my kid's going to this, and it's out the door.
No, like, questions asked.
I feel, now, we're nesting, we're honest, we're confessing, it's Wednesday. Have you guys ever maybe told a little fib about your
The reason I don't lie about my daughters is because I'm afraid something bad will happen to them.
I'm afraid of the karmic value.
What?
Yeah, me too.
Never. Maybe even exaggerated a little bit of her sickness.
Well, we're talking about Dana Cortez. She exaggerates everything.
What's the best fib, Anthony A., that you've told to get out of work or call in or whatever?
Ooh, that's how you guys used to work at Apple?
Duh.
So I used to work a few thousand times.
Well, if you don't believe it, feel free to check my LinkedIn. I used to work at Apple, and while I was working at Apple, I was interning for the Source magazine.
Right.
And Big Sean.
You are name dropping.
Yeah, look,
my bad. My bad. I'm just revealing a lot, I guess. And Big Sean was in town, and I was going to go try to do an interview, so I told my boss at Apple that I had to go bail my older brother out of jail.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, and in my defense, my brother was already in jail, and I had put some money on his books. He supported the lie when he found out about the lie.
Oh, I get it. Hold on, because I thought your boss had found out about the lie. Your brother supported the lie.
Yes, my brother did, from behind bars.
Because if your boss would have found out, you would have been fired. You would have been fired from Apple.
Remember when I almost got fired from the radio station?
What?
Which time, Automatic? Which time?
So the first time Dan and I ever worked together, like outside the radio, before there was anything. So we were doing a club remote, and it was one of those live where you're DJing live from the club.
Oh, so you're DJing, Dana's hosting.
Yes.
Okay.
And I had to go to the bathroom, and I kept telling Dana, hey, I got to go to the bathroom. Can you help me out here? She's ignoring me. And then I tell the light guy, hey, I need to go to the bathroom. Can you cover for me? He ignores me.
No one's paying attention to you.
Nobody's paying attention. They're just like, keep playing the records live on the radio.
Well, I didn't know that DJs got bathroom breaks. So I was like, all right.
You didn't know they had bladders?
Yeah, exactly. So I'm like dying here. So I ended up just leaving the DJ booth, going to the bathroom, and Jay-Z, I Just Want to Love You is playing, and I'm like, oh God, please let me finish before the song finishes.
Hold on, because I think I remember you told me to push something if you didn't make it back.
I had told you and the light guy to push play on the other record if I didn't get back on time.
But I couldn't remember where the button was.
Oh my God.
So the record ran out.
So as I'm sitting there on the toilet listening to it skip, like where it's just dead silence, and Dana's on the radio and in the club where there's 1,500 people going, Otto, where you at? And I'm in the bathroom stall, literally losing my mind, like, please play on the other record.
We're lucky you didn't get fired or we wouldn't be here today.
Less number two, more one and twos. Dex, it's hard.
One confession, it's that easy. You call in, you get 1 minute, one call, no judgment. 833 Dana Show. We return with your confessions next.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
One call, 1 minute, no judgment. That's how one confession works here on the Dana Cortez Show. We don't want to know your name. You just confess whatever you want, get it off your chest, feel better about life. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. Go ahead with your confession, line 8.
I'm married and I'm having an affair with a married man.
Oh.
How long have you been seeing this man?
Like 3 months.
3 months. Why do you think you guys are seeing each other since you're both married to other people?
Well, I think I'm in my marriage still for the wrong reason. For the last 9 years, we've been married 20 years. And from what he tells me, it's probably the same thing. Like, I guess just when you've been married for so long, you just kind of feel like, I don't know, you have kids and you don't want to disappoint people. So, yeah.
So you're basically staying because of the convenience. You know, if you move, you got to start all over again and the kids are going to be upset. So you're staying. Do you think when your kids are grown, you might walk away?
Absolutely.
How old is your youngest?
11.
All right.
So, 7 more years.
So do you think your husband's aware? Is it one of those things where, like, both of you guys know, but neither of you guys are leaving?
Nah.
He has no idea at all.
No.
Has he ever cheated on you? Has he ever had any indiscretions?
He did. We actually separated like in 2010 for a year, and I know he saw somebody. He'll never admit it. So I think that's kind of the reason why I'm also doing what I'm doing.
Because women are like elephants. They don't forget.
Hell no, we don't forget.
Ever.
One last question. Are you catching feelings for this married man that you're having an affair with?
Uh-oh.
Nope.
Nice. There we go. Play
yeah,
it, keep it in line,
say,
my dog.
Don't catch feelings, girl, because he's never going to leave his wife. And you know deep down you're probably not leaving your husband anytime soon either. You just said it. All right. Thanks for the confession. You will remain anonymous.
All righty. Thank you. Guys. Have a great day.
You too. Bye. According to a recent study by Pew Researchers, it revealed that 44% of married couples are not happy. So she's not alone. That's nearly half of people married.
Dude, that's such a sad fact. And another thing that's like kind of crushing my relationship goals, if you may, is that one of my homie who's he's into cheating. He said, what you got to do is you got to find another person who's in a marriage just so they have as much to lose as you do. And that's one of the
Well, that's what it sounds like is going on right there.
That's literally what's going on right there. Both of them have so much to lose that you know nobody's going to say nothing.
But let me tell you something. There's nothing worth more than your happiness and the happiness of your children. You think those kids don't know that they're in an unhappy household?
I knew growing up that my parents weren't happy, and it definitely had an effect on the household. I just can't imagine just staying somewhere just to be comfortable.
Neither can I. That's why I've been divorced twice before you. One confession. You get that one call, 1 minute, no judgment. Call in now. Confess anything. I promise you'll feel better. 833-DANA-SHOW. And for more of this conversation, follow us on social media at Dana Cortez on Instagram, Facebook, Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I hate you, 2020. I really, really hate you because you're just not letting up. Scientists say an asteroid is expected to zoom uncomfortably close to Earth on the day before Election Day. Not for a conference. This motherfucker is coming for us. What is going on? WTF story here on the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
That was a nervous laugh. DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A. Now, I'm pretty familiar with like uncomfortably close, like in an elevator, like when somebody's in my personal space. Mm-hmm. But what's uncomfortably close when we're talking about an asteroid flying by Earth?
So close that the Center for Near Object Studies at NASA is warning Earth to be careful. Because if it zooms a little closer, we could be in serious trouble. What are we supposed to do? How do we move Earth out of the way?
You don't move it out of the way. I got a very important question. How big is this asteroid?
Bigger than Earth. No, it's not bigger than Earth. I'm just kidding.
We're done.
Sorry, I didn't mean to scare you. All right, Automatic, honestly, it's 6.5 feet. But it seems small, but when you're traveling at the speed asteroids do, does some serious damage.
Well, for my humans out there, 6'5 is the height of Devin Booker. So Devin Booker's flying into Earth. You know? That's basically what we're like expecting.
So is Kendall Jenner with him then?
No, Kendall Jenner is not traveling with him. And before anybody gets too crazy
in this weird hypothetical situation,
this asteroid has a very slim chance of entering Earth's atmosphere, okay? And even if it does, scientists say it's going to disintegrate anyway due to its being extremely small in size.
Who has a better chance, Kendall and Devin's relationship or this asteroid hitting Earth?
I don't know. We got to really think about that one.
NASA says it's just a 0.41% chance of the asteroid hitting Earth. So I think that has a way better chance than Kendall and Devin Booker's relationship succeeding. That's a WTF story for today on the Dana Cortez Show. We'll be back with more coming up next.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Dear Dana, I just moved into town to go to college. My brother and sister-in-law live here, and they suggested I move in with them to babysit instead of living in the dorms. Well, it's Dana Cortez Show time here with me, Dana Cortez, DJ Automatic, and Anthony A. So I got this message on Instagram. It continues with, they want me to move in with them so I can take care of my nephew, but I don't want to be a full-time nanny. It's my first year in college. Now they're mad at me. And they say I'm being selfish about the money I'm wasting on rent and not helping family. Am I wrong or are they wrong? This has become a real issue.
She's caught between a rock and a hard place on this one because it's her family. But at the same time, she wants to live. She wants to party. She wants to be on her own. She doesn't want to be a full-time, you know, nanny. I would transfer schools.
You can't transfer schools. That's not the answer to
Word
this problem,
to
Automatic.
Maury Povich, when it's not your kid, it's not your
you
kid.
You are not.
I get that, but it's not her responsibility to watch the kid. If she doesn't want to do that, then she's a grown.
You get what? Gish. What do you get?
She doesn't have to watch their child. It's not her kid. That's what I'm saying. If it's not your kid, then you don't have to worry about watching it. She wants to go live in the dorms and they can afford to live in the dorms, then live in the dorms. I lived in dorms. It's a way better experience than living with like your family members. So,
but that's her brother.
It's not your kid. Tell your brother you should wear a condom if he's not going to babysit. It's like, obviously she's smarter.
I'm with you 100%.
Yeah, it's not rocket science, and it's not your kid. Watch after your kid.
All right, so when we return, I will give my advice to this young woman who's just beginning college. I'd like to hear from you. What are your suggestions for her? 833 Dana Show. We'll be right back with Dear Dana here on the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Part two of Dear Dana. Here's a message I got on Instagram. She says, I just moved into town to go to college. My brother and sister-in-law live here, and they suggested instead of me living in the dorms, I move in with them so I can take care of my nephew. But I don't want to be a full-time nanny. Now they're mad at me. They say I'm being selfish about the money I'm wasting on rent and not helping family. Am I wrong or are they wrong? This has become a serious family issue. That's what we're discussing here on the Dana Cortez Show with me, Dana Cortez, DJ Automatic, and Anthony A. Otto, you and Anthony, pretty straightforward. When we first opened the discussion a few minutes ago, you were both, nope. Otto, you suggested she transfer schools, which is not a solution.
It's the only way she's going to get away from it.
Well, I want to call you out because you're like, oh, I wouldn't do this. I recall you helping your sister when she had her baby. You stepped up because that's your familia. It's different when it's your family.
But Aiden was so cute.
They're all cute. They're all cute. And that's the thing. Of course, it's easy to say that. But she's conflicted because she loves her brother and her sister-in-law. And of course, she loves her little nephew as well.
I understand that. But she's also going to be handling like a full course load of work, too. Like automatic. Were you going to school when you were watching your nephew?
No, I had just finished school.
See,
I just started working at the radio station, so I was broke.
Okay, so yeah. So you needed the money. So
I needed a cheap place to live.
I understand that. Her situation seems a little bit different. And she's going to be like her first year of college or whatever. You don't want to have to worry about them randomly spawning this kid on you because they want to go enjoy happy hour drinks. That's messed
up. Well, I actually agree with both of you, but I think I'm a little more kind in my response. I said, you aren't the parent, you know, of your nephew. I'm sure you love him, but he's not your responsibility. Your job right now is to go to school. Your job right now is to make good grades, graduate, continue to flourish. You can help them, though. You can babysit occasionally, but you got to remind them they decided to have a child, not you. And it's up to them to care for him. That doesn't mean you love your nephew or your brother or sister-in-law any less. It just means right now your focus is school, and your brother should understand that if he loves you the way he's asking you to love him. You both have to meet halfway. If you ever have a Dear Dana, hit me up on Instagram at Dana Cortez, Facebook Dana Cortez Show. We'll be right back with more of the show less than 5 from now.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
How do you cut early from work and maintain your professionalism? Let's list some ways right now. Let's welcome you to Two Dudes.
One Studio.
Oh, the recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show, hosted by myself, Anthony A., a.k.a. Le Scumalo James, and my scum padre, Sir DJ Automatic. And earlier today, we were during our one confession topic, we had a young lady call in and told us that she actually fakes having a whole ass kid in order to get out of work early. Here's that call.
I miss work a lot because of school functions, doctor's appointments, and after school activities.
Well, that's not a big deal though, right guys? I mean, kids come first. Sometimes I have to leave my job too.
That's true, which is why I get away with it.
Okay.
I don't have kids.
Oh. Wait a minute. You don't have kids. How does no one know this?
I keep pictures of my niece and nephew at my desk and tell people they're my kids.
Kind of smooth. Kind of smooth right there, though.
It worked.
Now, like I said earlier, as a person without children, I admire this. That's a great excuse right there. That's a good one. And it does always kind of irk me when like my friends who have kids who work with me leave for whatever excuse the kid presents. Sometimes I don't believe it.
It's a tried and true excuse. I mean, nobody's going to second guess. Hey,
no, I can't.
My kid just hit their head. I got to go. Or, hey, my kid's in the nurse's office at school. I got to go.
Do you think she was out of line by faking a whole kid? Or do you think, you know, where are you at?
I think karmic value is going to come back and destroy her.
I bet you her kid's going to really give her hella reasons to leave early from work.
No, her kid's just going to be hell, period.
Facts. That got us going over best excuses we've ever used to leave work early. Now, I told you a story about how when I was working for Apple and I went to interview Big Sean for my internship, and I called my boss at Apple at the time and told him that I had to go bail my brother out of jail right now. So my brother, though, I know what you think. You're like, karmatic, that's not good because of karma. You're automatic of karma. But in my defense, my brother was already in jail. So it's not like he could go
anywhere. It was only like a halfway lie.
It's only like a halfway lie. And I told him about it and he rocked with it. He said, do what you got to do. I'm here for a reason. Okay. That's so bad. But we listed out a few other ways you can leave work early with a good excuse and maintain your professionalism automatic. You said you had a few, so go ahead and kick this off.
Well, the first one is my kid's sick. I got to go. I mean, that works every single time.
All right. Number two.
Second one, diarrhea.
Oh!
No one will ever question you because they don't want to hear about it. I mean, it's like it happens.
If it wasn't associated to the bowel movement, I would think it's actually a pretty name.
Come on, man.
All right. How about this one? Here's one that I will go with because I think it falls under your karma umbrella, if you may. Fake a fight with a significant other.
That won't get you out of work. That might get you fired if you leave. They're going to be like, oh, look at this Mr. Drama over here. We don't need him around here.
Real? Even so, if I was to tell you, like, yo, my girl's car broke down. I need to go help her change his flat.
That'll work.
There you go. Whatever it is, do not finish the whole sentence. Let your boss guide you there, all right?
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Young lady wrote in. She said, Dear Dana, I am hurt that my boyfriend, after 5 years, has not posted a single photo about me. Homies, are you a little confused, just like we were? Well, let's explain why and break down the reasons why your lady is upset that you're not displaying her on social media. I'd like to welcome you to Two Dudes
One Studio,
the recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show. And if you missed it earlier, every single Thursday, we do What Guys Think Thursday, which allows you ladies the opportunity to write in, call in, however you want to get a hold of Dana Cortez, ask us a question, and me and Automatic will give you two broed out answers.
He's always saying, oh, it's because I'm not that type of person. But I see him take pictures of things that he thinks are nice, or like his car. Like, he'll post his car, he'll post his friends, he'll post literally anything besides me.
Did you feel a little bit?
I felt bad for this girl, because sometimes when you give somebody an honest answer, it can be very hurtful.
I didn't mean to say that she was fat.
I don't know what she looks like. She just called in.
We didn't know what she looked like, but Automatic brought up one reason why he might not post you is because he might be embarrassed.
He's not proud of the way you look, and Instagram has a lot of IG models up there, and his boys might clown him. Yeah.
Now, that's a thing that can happen as a man, and I felt bad because people were hitting me up after the show saying, I can't believe you called her fat and like that. I'm just saying she might be thicker. We don't know. All right, but it got us going back and forth, and there's plenty of reasons why a man might not post you, ladies. He may not be a social media guy. You know, so if you're dating a mechanic, a plumber, an engineer, don't be upset with him when he doesn't become a content creator by night.
My brother got his first social media account last year.
Shut up. But ain't he a balling ass realtor?
No, well, he had to get it because of real. Yeah.
And he's like, doesn't he kind of live in the mountains and stuff?
No, he lives in Santa Fe, but like in the city. He doesn't live in the mountains. No.
I thought he was a mountain man. No. Okay, he might just be a jerk then. I don't really know. But homies out there, we got some gems for you, because you might not know how to handle this problem. You might be having the conversation of, why don't you ever post me? So for that, let's cue the public homie sounder. Astros win! And that right there is, of course, Altuve's 2017 walk-off home run where Alex Brigham gave him the signs via the trash can and the whole cheating scandal. So what we do, we cue that anytime we give you guys some homie hookups. Number one reason why your girl might be mad that you're not posting her on social media. Automatic touched on it earlier. She feels insecure. Oof. She thinks you're embarrassed of her. That's not good at all.
Yo. No.
Number two reason why your girl might be upset that you don't post her on social media. You're trying to hide her from your exes.
Or your other girlfriends.
Oh, whoa, dude. Dog, don't be dry snitching on us over here like that. And the last and final reason why your girl might be upset that you're not posting her on social media
is because she's a woman and they'll always find something to be mad at.
Oh! Dude, I'm telling you why we said that, but it's all right. I had another one, but that's funny, dog. Yo, ladies out there, if your man's not posting you on the gram, don't worry. It's just not Instagram official yet.
That's all, folks. Episode 56 of the Dana Cortez Show podcast is now concluded. We will talk to you next week. And as always, if you've got any requests, suggestions, content bits, or interviews you want to hear on this podcast, at AnthonyA400 on Instagram is the best way to get a hold of me. But we on Twitter, we on your radio, we all over the place. And as always, remember, the Dana Cortez Show loves you.
Woo! Hey guys, I'm Randy Rainbow, and you're listening to the Dana Cortez Show. Podcast. Love it.